This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free here. We'll give you the numbers, the Skype username as well, that allow you to take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Rich, Paul,
and Daryl.
And we're going to start out tonight with a story that is about cannabis. In fact, people who use a lot of cannabis, a lot of marijuana, chronic marijuana use. In fact, according
to... Is
that
chronic with a K?
No, with a C. I've never seen it spelled with a K.
Generally, when it's referring to cannabis, they'll spell it with a K.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that in the general term. Chronic generally means any kind of...
High-end
weed, yeah. But the word they're using is chronic in the sense of ongoing and...
Yes, I know. I was trying to make a joke.
I got the joke. But I think was it Dr. Dre who had the album The Chronic? I believe it was spelled with a C in that particular case.
Okay.
But yeah, where I come from, chronic is the term for high-end cannabis, as you were referencing, Rich. They don't use it up here as much. We're here in Keene, New Hampshire. They call it headies frequently up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I never hear the term chronic up this way.
No. I hear kind bud from time to time.
The Washington Post has the report here. Long-term marijuana use is not associated with a raft of physical health problems, according to a new study, with one surprising exception, gum disease. Researchers led by Madeline Meyer of Arizona State University tracked the marijuana habits of over 1,000 New Zealanders from birth to middle age to see what effect those habits have on some common measures of physical health, including lung function, systemic inflammation, cholesterol levels, blood pressure, body weight, blood sugar, and dental health. Now, of course, you would think with cannabis use, there would be some sort of lung problem that would be associated with chronic long-term use of smoked, inhaled cannabis.
And are they only taking into account the smoked cannabis, not people that will only consume it via edibles?
I don't know. That's an excellent question. I mean, presumably most people are cannabis smokers, but I don't know if they divvied up the 1,000 by who eats it versus who smokes it. Presumably they did, but I don't know if the Washington Post is aware of that.
I would blame the tooth decay on sugary munchies.
Could be. Or maybe people in New Zealand are notorious for having bad teeth.
Well, when you do a study like that, you have a control group.
Right.
So that wouldn't make a difference.
What they found was surprising. After controlling for other factors known to affect health, especially tobacco use and socioeconomic status, marijuana had no negative effect on any measure of health except for dental health. People who smoked more weed, so specifically smoking in this case, had a higher incidence of gum disease, according to the story at the Washington Post. The cause is something of a mystery. Meyer and her colleagues did find that heavy pot users were less likely to brush and floss than their non-pot-using peers. But even after controlling for dental hygiene, the relationship between marijuana use and poor dental health persisted. They said that in general, our findings showed that cannabis use over 20 years was unrelated to health problems in early midlife. The study published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry found further, across several domains of health, periodontal health, lung function, systemic inflammation, and metabolic health, clear evidence of an adverse association with cannabis use was apparent for only one domain, namely periodontal health.
I wonder how many people in the quote-unquote controlled group smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, that's a good question. They do say here they controlled for tobacco use in this particular experiment. So they did factor that.
You'd have to.
Yeah. In some domains, marijuana use was associated with better health outcomes. Quote, findings showed that cannabis use was associated with slightly better metabolic health. Smaller waist circumference, lower body mass index, better lipid profiles, and improved glucose control. study determined. However, these associations were fairly small and by no means strong enough to recommend regular bong hits as a weight management strategy.
See, I was just going to recommend that to Chris Christie.
The New Jersey governor?
Yes.
The findings were more striking when measured against the effects of tobacco use over a single period. By comparison, tobacco use was associated with worse periodontal health, lung function, systemic inflation, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels, triglyceride levels, and glucose levels in early midlife, as well as health decline from ages 26 to 38 years, the study found. Despite some public health concerns about legal weed being the next big tobacco, marijuana's toll on physical health appears to be far smaller. This, too, is something of a mystery, but it may be at least partly a question of volume. A heavy marijuana user may light up several joints over the course of a day, but a heavy tobacco user may go through several packs of cigarettes in a day. In other words, a heavy cigarette smoker is inhaling a lot more smoke than a heavy cannabis user. And all that smoke may take a steeper toll on health. Now, Rich Paul, you're a cigarette smoker, although you've been trying to quit. I know you've been supplementing your cigarette use with one of the electronic cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been going for you?
It's hard to put down cigarettes.
Yeah,
I will say there seems to be a lot of stuff in the cigarettes besides nicotine. So
that's addictive. You think that is addictive? Those things?
Yeah. Yeah, and so I don't find a nicotine inhaler completely satisfying, but I'm probably going to get a hold of some acid and see what I can do about that.
Now, I know you were
hydrochloric
talking
or LSD, bro.
So I know you had said before that you believe that mushrooms could assist with quitting mm-hmm. tobacco, and you attempted that. Do you feel like that didn't really have much of an effect?
I actually had some luck with it for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, when they did the studies where it worked, there were specific techniques that they were using while the person was tripping.
Like therapy techniques?
Yes, cognitive behavioral therapy specifically. I haven't been able to find the right documentation on exactly how they did that, mm-hmm. so I'm not really repeating their experiment. I'm trying to reason about how it was done from general knowledge. So,
what makes you think LSD is going to assist you where the mushrooms did not?
I ran out of mushrooms.
So the toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, at 855-450-3, that's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. I guess where I was driving toward was how many packs of cigarettes are you currently using on a daily basis, would you say, typically?
Right now, I'm probably going through a pack a day, but there's been times when I've smoked 3 packs a day.
Okay.
Hold on, and there's 20 cigarettes in a pack?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
It comes to 5 hours of smoking, something like that.
Meaning you've run the time, and it's like, what, 10 minutes, 5 minutes a cigarette?
Five minutes a cigarette is what I'm assuming. So 66 cigarettes a day would be 5 times 60 minutes.
Wait, really?
60 cigarettes in 3 packs at 5 minutes each would be 5 hours.
Wow. Big investment. Of your life.
Yeah. It's the funny thing is, of all the drugs that I've done, and you know, I've sampled pretty much whatever I could get, with a couple of exceptions. Of all the drugs I've done, the only one that I regret is tobacco.
Hmm.
And
interesting.
You know, I don't. When I'm actually addicted to something that's harmful for me, I'll say it, and that's the case with tobacco.
No, I noticed that you have a hand-rolled cigarette here, and you had talked about moving toward hand-rolled cigarettes rather than the boxed variety, the type that you buy in packs in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you've completed? Are you doing all hand-rolled smoking at this point, or are you still buying packs?
Yeah, I haven't been buying any at the store. The only time, actually, there was one time I did that because I had to go to Vermont,
mm-hmm.
and I was... I didn't have enough rolled, but other than that, I've been staying on just the hand rolled.
Do you feel the tobacco doesn't have the chemicals? You talked about chemicals being in cigarettes. Do you feel like the hand rolled tobacco doesn't have those same chemicals that the package?
I think that's probably true, because frequently I'll get a tailor-made cigarette from someone who's visiting, and I do find that more satisfying for a reason that I can't specify, because, you know, the ones that are rolled burn as well. So there may be something else in the major brand tobacco, which is kind of a frightening concept, because if there is, I don't know what it is.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More about smoking in moments.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Know how. You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Surprising study revealing. Now they've looked over 1,000 chronic marijuana users, not people who smoke high-end marijuana, but many of them probably do, people who have been smoking it for a long time, something like 20 years, and readily smoking it, constantly smoking it every single day, multiple times a day, that kind of cannabis user. And the results, I think, are a surprise for people who think, oh, there's smoke going in your lungs, therefore there must be health effects that are negative. And all they could find after studying these people for a number of years was the periodontal health, their gums. There were problems with their gums, more so than people who didn't smoke cannabis. And so we're going to continue here. Also, want to let you know about Liberty HealthShare. Maybe you've missed the deadline on the U.S. healthcare signups and don't have any form of healthcare. Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. They offer affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. And for those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows people like you to control, manage, and direct their health care, and yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and request a free estimate. Again, call them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. As we continue here, they found that cannabis users in this study, is being reported by the Washington Post, cannabis use was associated with slightly better metabolic health. According to the study, they found the associations were fairly small and by no means strong enough to recommend regular bong hits as a weight management strategy. But they found that tobacco use, by comparison, was much more damaging to individuals, damaging periodontal health, lung function, systematic inflation, and more. So why is that? Well, they say maybe it's because the cigarette smoker is likely to smoke, as you said, Rich Paul, you're a cigarette smoker, a pack a day of smokes. And you said sometimes as many as three packs a day.
Mm-hmm.
Versus cannabis, which you've been known to smoke a little cannabis.
I smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah. So, like, by weight, I mean, how much more tobacco in a day will you consume versus cannabis in a day?
Because
you're a heavy user of both.
I would say significantly more.
More tobacco?
Especially more tobacco. Especially because when I smoke weed, I'm generally sharing it with other people.
Right.
I almost never smoke alone. If I go through a slice of weed a day, that's a fair amount these days. Now, when I was selling weed, I'd smoke a crazy amount because, you know, you end up smoking after every transaction.
Mm.
So or a lot of times you do. So I'm actually relatively immune to a lot of the effects. But the other thing is that they believe that cannabis has a lot of anti-cancer properties.
Yep, I've seen those too.
And I suspect that in order to get those, you have to use more concentrated forms. But there's probably some correlation there, and that may undo some of the damage done by the actual smoke.
So if you had to pile them up, piled up the tobacco, you piled up the weed, would the tobacco be like twice or three times as large of a pile as the weed?
Probably six times, something
wow,
like that.
Six times.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then they may be.
If I was on a three pack day.
Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha. So they may be onto something here. This is, again, their speculation as to why the cigarette smokers are having, you know, health effects that are negative, and the cannabis users really aren't, with the exception of some gum issues in some of their users. The general lack of association between persistent cannabis use and poor physical health may be surprising, said Meyer and her colleagues. In part, this is because other studies have shown a link between cannabis use and poor health in middle age, especially cardiovascular health. But Meyer's research is unique in that it uses longitudinal longitudinal data tracing the health of the same individuals from birth in the early 1970s to age 38. Many other studies on the physical health effects of marijuana use rely on observations at a single point in time, which is useful but less reliable for tracking effects over a lifetime. Many of these other studies also use respondents' self-assessments of health, which can sometimes be unreliable, but in Myers' data, the study participants had their health assessed by trained professionals in a laboratory setting every few years. So these folks were coming in every few years for a physical, basically, and being checked out, and then those findings were reported back to this study, which went over a long time, 38 years, apparently. It's worth pointing out that this particular study looked at the impact of long-term marijuana use on physical health, but not on mental health. Meyer has, in fact, used the same data set to explore questions of mental health effects, famously finding evidence of declining IQ among persistent marijuana users, but a number of follow-up studies by other researchers found no similar evidence of cognitive decline related to marijuana use. As with any research of this nature, a single paper is unlikely to be the final word on any particular subject. Still, Meyer's latest study marshals up some convincing evidence that cannabis' toll on physical health may be far less than once feared. And of course, now we're starting to see some of these studies come out that are more meaningful because it's getting easier to actually run studies, especially in states where cannabis is now legal for recreational purposes, like Colorado or Washington State. There's not really any reason why those folks there couldn't do studies of a variety of sorts that have previously been difficult because you would have had to have asked permission from the DEA in order to carry out any kind of study anywhere in the United States.
I think they still would have some kind of legal hurdle to jump through because the federal government still classifies cannabis as Schedule 1. So they wouldn't be able to do anything that the FDA would wind up looking at as being a legitimate study because of the illegal nature at the federal level.
There's a difference between the study providing marijuana and the study asking questions of people who already smoke marijuana.
True.
They can ask stoners whatever they want so long as they're not giving them the weed.
Well, and even if they were giving them the weed, that may just simply disqualify them, as you were saying, Daryl, from FDA acknowledgement. But that doesn't mean that the medical journals wouldn't accept the study, right?
Now, the interesting thing is the psychological study and the physical study were based on the same data set.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if you went to the data sets that did not show the psychological decline, the cognitive decline in later years, I wonder if they would lose the association with tooth decay as well. Maybe these people were, there happened to be a bunch of people getting dumber in the set and they stopped taking care of their teeth.
Could very well be. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, allows you to join us. We've got other inhaling-related news in the world of e-cigarettes. Remember, the story wasn't too long ago that we had headlines about the FDA getting ready to crack down on e-cigarette manufacturers. Well, that may be changing due to the White House getting involved, intervening here. We'll explain what happened. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about things you inhale. Turns out cannabis, according to one study that was done over quite a number of years on over 1,000 chronic cannabis users, people using frequently every single day, found that there really wasn't much of any kind of deleterious effects on health, with the exception of gum disease, which is kind of a surprise, especially when compared with tobacco users. The tobacco users had all kinds of hits to their health from their habit by comparison. You're welcome to comment on that or bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype, so Skype on into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. And also want to let you know about Jax. It is one of the newest Bitcoin wallets on the scene, and it's one of the best because it's actually a cryptocurrency wallet that is cross-platform and cross-currency, meaning that you have more than just Bitcoin that you can put in your Jax wallet. So you can actually use Ether within the Jax wallet as well. Go to Jax.io to download it. It's free to download this. You can get it from the Apple or Google stores if you prefer, or go to JAXX.io. It is the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live, and it's great. Whether you've got Windows, Mac, whether you've got Linux, or a smartphone or tablet, odds are good there's a Jax waiting for you. JAXX.io. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, let's go to Sarah, listening in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to mention the art project, the Albuquerque Rapid Transit. Did you know that 100 cities applied for the federal grant And we were fortunate enough to get picked with a $69 million. You know, so it's a very rare opportunity. So, you know,
why do you think that some artists deserve government money over others?
Well, here's the thing: the other cities, they have these trolleys and transit.
Oh wait, no, this is true. This is rapid transit. I'm sorry, you said art. The word art was in my head. I thought this was a government-funded art exhibit. This is the rapid transit thing you'd called us about previously. Some sort of thing that's going to basically take over the streets, destroy lanes of traffic. People are opposing it vehemently. Business owners, people that care about traffic, and people who drive to work, for instance, in Albuquerque, are vehemently opposing this. And you like it just because you think it's a cool idea?
Well, you know, my point is that, like I said, it's a 100 cities applied for this money.
And who cares? Who cares about that? It's going to destroy traffic. So the city gets the money. You don't get the money. It's not like you're going to get a check out of this, Sarah. So why does it even matter to you?
Well, you know, I'm going to ride the rapid transit, and I'm going to walk on the sidewalk. That's going to be wider. I've almost been hit on that sidewalk walking on Central. I almost got hit by a drunk driver at 5 o'clock at night.
Okay, so you want to ride on your train, and I can understand that. Trains are nice. They take you where you want to go. But the question is, if this money is coming from the federal government, why should somebody in Alabama pay for somebody in Albuquerque to ride on rapid transit? The guy in Alabama, the taxpayer, the forgotten man who has to pay for this, he's never going to ride it. You get to ride it, but that's just because you had a bunch of thugs in blue suits jack his money and use it to satisfy your desires instead of satisfying the desires for which he troubled himself to earn it.
Oh, you guys. Oh, please.
Oh, and taxation is theft.
You know what? He's riding on the bus somewhere that's funded by federal government. I'm sorry. Well, it might not be that.
Well, how about if he pays for his bus and you pay for yours and I don't pay for any of your buses?
Yeah, I don't know how much federal government money goes to subsidize local bus routes.
Well,
I think you're speculating.
There's also not very much in the way of local bus routes in Alabama.
I imagine the bigger cities have them, Birmingham, places like that.
Birmingham has something that they call a local bus service.
Well, Selma definitely has bus service because that's where the famous strikes took place in the Civil Rights era.
But the last time I was in Birmingham, you would be lucky if the bus was within an hour of when the schedule said it was going to show up.
So are you just calling to gloat, Sarah? Like, we got the $60-something million from the feds.
We jacked your money. You don't get to spend it.
Well, you know what? I'll say something. You know what? There was four people waiting at the bus stop, and they got hurt and put in the hospital because some drunk driver hit them at 10 o'clock at night on Central.
And this is going to fix that how?
What's making more bus stops for people to get hit at.
No, but you know what? The sidewalk right now is 3 feet, okay? And they stick the bus stop right next to it. Okay,
uh-huh.
So we got a lot of drunk drivers, and they actually got hit and hurt and put in hospitals and stuff like that.
You know, people can get hit walking down the street, too, right? On the sidewalk, they can, you know, a drunk person could just ram right into them, even though they're not standing at a bus. Just
or a sober guy who had a stroke.
Just because you're standing still at a bus stop doesn't mean you're more or less likely to get hit by a drunk driver.
And it's also good that the bus stop is at the sidewalk instead of in the middle of the street.
Which is what they're proposing to do, I believe, with this art walk or this art thing with this rapid transit program. Because she's called about this before, which is how I knew about what it was she was talking about.
They're going to put the bus stop in the middle of the street.
Yeah, there's going to be like a big strip down the middle of the street where this basically this trolley-like thing is going to stop and pick people up. So they're going to eliminate at least a couple lanes of traffic from what is already a packed busy road there in Albuquerque. But you don't care about that, Sarah. You don't care about people getting to work on time because it's not like you have a job.
Well, no.
Right?
But I'm tired of them doing 50 miles an hour and three cars running the red light.
Yeah, you just would prefer people had to walk everywhere. You would abolish cars if you could, wouldn't you?
I most definitely will.
Yeah, exactly. You're a little control freak. You love to tell people what to do. You would love to mold the world in the way that Sarah wants things to be. And anytime the federal government's doing something that moves in that direction, you applaud it because you love it when things happen that benefit you at the cost of others, right?
Cost of others. There's millions of people that rely on buses that are low income, like myself. And you know, though, that place that you're talking about, the Alabama or that place. Well, you know what? Next year or 5 years from now, they're going to get federal money to put some more buses.
Woohoo!
So that means New Hampshire gets robbed again. That's where we are. When do we get to reach into your pocket, Jack, your money?
She's only got welfare money, Rich. So
she's not earning anything. No, that's why she doesn't mind those who do being robbed.
She claims she can't have a job because she has bipolar.
Okay. So we should be letting crazy people decide how to spend our money that we earn? Wait a minute. I don't understand. If you're not capable of making the decisions that cause you to be able to earn a living for yourself, what place do you have telling other people what they should do with the money that they earned? That's horrifically bad.
I'll let her think about that one off the air. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. She receives welfare payments from, I believe, some sort of disability, so Social Security. She gets welfare money for the house or the apartment that she lives in. She calls to complain about the apartments that she lives in, even though she's getting it for free.
Didn't she claim that there are no smoke-free apartments?
That's right, even though we Googled it and found one or several within...
Yeah. Yeah, within like 12 seconds.
Yeah, just a few moments. She acts like she's never used Google before. So apparently, you know, she is just a complete mooch and is a lover of the state. She's called and is basically admitted to being a communist. So that's our Sarah from Albuquerque. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And people give me a hard time because they think I'm too mean to Sarah. There's no hope for Sarah. Sarah is fully within the arms of the state. And she is coddled by them day to day. And she's the kind of person who is a poor prospect for the ideas of liberty. There are some people who are good prospects and others who are poor prospects. And she's one of the latter category.
Might be able to teach her agorism.
That would require her to want to work. And at this point, she has no interest in doing that. She would rather just collect a paycheck from the federal government. 855 and ride around on buses all day and call talk radio. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about the surprising safety of cannabis use, relative safety compared to tobacco, or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to the phones, to the fun with you tonight. It's Ian, Rich, and Daryl. First up, we got Erod in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Erod.
Yeah, hi. Hey, you know, when I was a child, I can vividly remember myself asking, and when I'm talking about a child, I'm talking about grade school level. Probably, I don't know, third grade, fourth grade, something like that. I can remember myself asking the question, well, why do these people go to the war? Why don't they just say no? You know, I'm not going because people die, people get hurt. So now we have the passing of Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was a person who said, you know what, I'm not going to the Vietnam War. You know, it's against my religious beliefs, and not only that, you know, he felt as though, well, you know, I'm not going because, hey, you want me to fight for this country, and then when I come back, I get my arm shot off, and I'm not even treated well out here in this country, you know, because of the color of my skin. And, you know, now that I am an adult, you know, I'm creeping up on age 60 almost, and, you know, I still have that childlike, you know, attitude right now. I'm asking, well, why do people go to war? Why don't people worldwide just say, you know what, no, I'm not going. Yeah, I know, how naive of me to actually still, you know, have this childlike mentality to believe that people can just, hey, just no, I'm not going. If you want to fight, you politicians, you rulers of other countries everywhere, you know, you duke it out. I'm not going to fight, you know. So,
indoctrination starts at birth. Thank you for the question. It's
a great question.
But indoctrination starts at birth in this country. Every time they do the Pledge of Allegiance, they're being brainwashed. Every time they salute the flag, they're being brainwashed to lay down their lives in defense of something that maybe once was a nice abstract principle, the idea of at least limited government as opposed to unlimited government, which is what they had before. The problem is that's not what the U.S. government is about anymore. The U.S. government is about imposing tyranny on other people.
It's just not the U.S. government. You know, it's these regimes all throughout the planet, you know.
And,
you know,
all governments.
I was on Breitbart today, and you know what they said? Muhammad Ali is not a hero. Why? Because he doesn't want to kill people. He's not a hero. I mean, my God, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, you know what? The world should have more people who absolutely refuse to pick up a weapon. You know why? Because someone tells them to. Clearly, yep. I'm not the military type, because I will not shoot anybody because somebody tells me to, because my commanding officer says, hey, go here and shoot these people up. I mean, what are these people thinking about? I mean, I'm going to be the kind of person who's going to say, hey, what did they do? I need to know. But these guys, they go inside the military and they just shoot and kill people, and they have absolutely no clue as to why. Why are they doing it? But you know what? We want to salute these guys, you know, oh, thank you for your service and all this kind of stuff. You know,
I don't.
All they're doing it. Yeah,
I don't say that ever.
Neither do I.
I only say thank you for your service to people who actually perform services that I value, like truckers
and waiters.
Now, and the guy who sweeps the church. I heard you say that the other day.
Yep, absolutely.
I would say that conscientious objectors are the real heroes.
Absolutely.
Because they have the cojones enough to say, no, I'm not going to go kill people for you.
They're facing down jail time. Yeah.
And that's why I call Muhammad Ali a hero. I don't have sports heroes. Playing a game is not heroic to me.
Right, he's not a hero because he bounced.
Standing up to do the right thing, that's heroic to me.
Absolutely, and that's my point. But you have these conservative types out here, like Breitbart and his blog and all these guys. Oh, he's not a hero. He didn't kill people. And I'm like, you know, my head is spinning when I see stuff like that. I mean, the whole world should be like people like him who say no to death. No to death. We're not
and
killing
a lot of
people.
A lot of times the people that will say, like, you know, Muhammad Ali was not a hero because he didn't kill people, they'll also say things like, and I've heard this, if you're not willing to stand behind the troops, feel free to stand in front of them.
Suggesting they should shoot you.
Suggesting that being anti-war should be punishable by death.
You see, whenever they say that, what I picture in my mind is the guy in Tiananmen Square standing in front of the tank.
Yeah, it's another hero.
And I think, yeah, okay, if I have to.
Tank man. As he is called.
Yeah.
I got the quote here, one of the famous quotes from Muhammad Ali. It's been in my show prep for a couple of days. Quote, my conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big, powerful America. And shoot them for what? They never called me nigger. They never lynched me. They didn't put no dogs on me. They didn't rob me of my nationality, rape and kill my mother and father. Shoot them for what? How can I shoot those poor people? Just take me to jail.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and he's supposed to go over there, get his arm shot off when he can't even go in. When he comes back to the States, he's probably coming to go inside of a restaurant and order something. You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing.
So let's go back to your question, because it was a good question. I want to make sure we all have a chance to answer it thoroughly. I agree with Rich that people are propagandized, not just in this country, but in every nation around the world, to love the nation state, to think that their nation state is the best nation state of the entire world, and so that whenever their nation state gets involved in some sort of international conflict, that it's a good thing, it's a virtuous thing to go and put your own life on the line in service of the nation state, which of course really means in service of its politicians and the people who will benefit from your, you know, the military industrial complex. Will benefit from your perishing in some dust bowl or swamp or wherever it is that the theater of war happens to be. And so you back that up with propaganda constantly, not just from the state, but also from popular culture, because people are brainwashed into loving the state and being willing to die for it. They create media that also similarly infects people. Like most mainstream movies look at the military in a worshipful manner. In fact, the U.S. military will actually give money funding to movies that will portray them in a positive manner. So if Michael Bay's making some new blockbuster explosion fest and he wants to get a few million bucks and get some military equipment like some tanks or whatever it is he needs, jets, etc., he'll just apply for a grant from the U.S. military. They review the script to make sure that there's nothing anti-military in the script, and if the script looks good, they'll give it the go-ahead and, you know, hand out millions of dollars and whatever. Hey, Mr. Bay, whatever kind of aircraft carriers or anything else you need, we are at your beck and call. So there's all kinds of not just government propaganda, but sort of by proxy government propaganda is just sort of what people make. Every now and then you'll find a movie with an anti-war theme, and you better believe those people put down every single dollar. Those producers were the ones who fronted the cash for that movie, and the military certainly didn't help them out.
And a lot of times the anti-war movies are couched in such a way as to where people don't really realize that it's an anti-war movie.
Give me an example.
Yeah. Full Metal Jacket.
Okay.
Most people think, you know, oh, yay, rah, rah, America, when they see that.
Yeah.
Adam Kokesh cited that as one of the reasons he joined the Marines. But Gus Hasford, the man that wrote the book and co-wrote the screenplay,
yeah,
said that he intended that to be an anti-war movie to show people how horrible it was, mm-hmm, in Vietnam.
Well, and the thing is, people do show tremendous courage in the field, even if what they're doing is wrong. And, you know, you can't help but be impressed by a guy who charges a machine gun nest to keep his buddies alive, even if he shouldn't be there in the first place, to some extent. I at least have to stand up and respect that courage. And I can see seeing that and thinking, yeah, if somebody has to do that, I can see being that guy. It's just then you realize that nobody has to do that. And that's what Kokesh finally realized, is that it doesn't have to happen.
Erod, any other thoughts you want to share? Go for it.
Just on the Vietnam War thing, also, just additionally, that, you know, the United States got into the war under a false, pretext. I mean, it was a
That's
lie,
right.
And so here you got this man standing up and saying no, and I think the whole world should applaud him, and there should be more anti-war messages worldwide. I mean, when is civilization going to reach that point, you know, where, hey, let's not kill people, but again,
we got a long way to go.
Then I go back to where I was in the third grade. I was asking that question then, and I'm still asking the question now. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Well said. Great question. Good discussion. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to answer his question. Maybe we didn't touch on something. Why is it that people go to war? 855-450-FREE. Why are they so in love with it? 855-450-3733. Why can't they see these people around the world as people just like them, human beings with loves and lives and families? Hour two's on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Join us.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.